This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Time for another review, and I don't say that to sound redundant, but it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Weekend is upon us, so we're going to go through the charts for the week of June 1st to the 5th with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here to do the honor of introducing Michael to the vast thousands, tens of thousands, actually millions of people that listen to this program every weekend to hear where all the important discussions are in the list of stories, the top 10 people as well. So, Michael, will you please go through the list of things in your research at Talkers Magazine that actually is published, if people want to see it, at talkers.com? What do we have?
We have a lot of stuff. This has been one of the craziest weeks in the history of the world, not just in recent times. I don't remember any. Do you remember a week as intense, dramatic, full of events, overlapping stories, things that are so crazy?
I think we're seeing a confluence of lots of things. If you believe in astrology, and I have some very close friends who are astrologers, and frankly, they're very convincing with their argument as to what's going on, why it's going on, how long it's going to last. And not that I want to be the forecast, isn't necessarily doom and gloom, but apparently we ain't seen nothing yet. This summer is going to be something else, according to a lot of them. So, depending on where Jupiter is and Saturn is and Pluto is and all of that stuff, this is something that is almost right on the money. There are eclipses of, I think there are six eclipses between now and the end of the year. That hasn't happened for tens of thousands of years. And, you know, all the planets in retrograde, it's not a pretty picture, no matter how you slice it. And, yes, there have been some things. Very interesting. At the beginning of the week, I predicted that, once we went into all the race stuff and George Floyd, that the talkers list for the first time in months would not have the COVID thing as number one. And I didn't know, I'm not privy to this list until we actually do the program, or just before we do the program. So it turned out that that was correct. So we want to go through the list and talk about some of the things that have been decided by your research.
I don't see the list either until our staff astrologer compiles it. And
okay, go ahead with your zinger. Keep going.
Okay. I just have to lift myself off the floor, but okay. All right, here we go. At number 10, the environment tied with climate change.
The reason that you like me is because my thinking is unique.
I like you regardless of how you think because, one, you're very bright, and two, you're a good person, but you're just completely wrong about that. But I can't prove that, and I don't mean to be disparaging. It's just that... I don't believe.
That's okay.
I don't like different beliefs. It's not even belief. I don't agree with it.
I think it's wrong.
I think it's wrong.
Okay. Wrong to predict those sorts of things, or wrong because they're not right.
I think that certain levels of the parapsychological universe are BS, and I think other parts of it are quite.
But you and I have many things. Yeah, exactly. You and I talk about that stuff all the time.
But let's just say I'm more into astronomy than astrology.
Yes. I'm into pastrami and
pastrami is also good. Yeah. But that being said, I have to be on record since my name is attached to this. I put no credence whatsoever in what radio astrologers have to say. Okay. But it's still interesting. I hope you're not angry with me.
No, I've never been angry. Well, that's not true. Know. But I'm not angry with you now.
Okay, good. The environment, climate change, and the Russian oil spill are at number 10.
Did we even hear Russian oil spill?
The Russian oil spill in the Arctic would be the number one topic this week if we
absolutely.
Were not. It is a gigantic ecological catastrophe.
Yep.
And it's going on right now. Okay.
Yep.
Number nine, social media and free speech. That's big stuff. At number eight, psychology and personal relationships. At number seven, the U.S.-China relationship and Hong Kong. Hong Kong is not even in the news. It's been talked about on talk radio and talk media.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's amazing how big these subjects are if we lived in a normal world. At number six, when I say normal, I mean per what we're used to. Before this summer and this spring, before this spring, we're not even in summer technically yet. Mm-hmm. At number six, we have the economy and the PPP. That's that paycheck thing. At number five, reopening America and education and sports. At number four, COVID-19 and health care. Number four. Number three, the presidential race and politics. Number two, civil unrest and the Insurrection Act. Number one, race relations and the George Floyd case. The people thing is basically a snapshot. Mark Zuckerberg at 10, William Barr at 9. At number 8, Ahmaud Arbery and Travis McMichael. Remember them? Joe Biden at 7, Tom Cotton at 6, Drew Brees at 5, Bill de Blasio at 4. Number 3, James Madison, Mark Esper tied, George Floyd at 2, Donald Trump at 1. And that's, you know, basically a moving snapshot and kind of blurry because there are a lot of people being talked about.
So one of the things that I've said on the DJV program this week has sort of tied together in the number one story, the race relations story, the reason of trying to figure out or factor how George Floyd has become the one to focus on versus Arbery or Breonna or others who have had they're all horrible cases, but why George Floyd? What is there about George Floyd that he's like a Christ-like figure? I see his name and his image on posters and all over the place, and that's something that I don't get. As a matter of fact, I object to it, even though, I mean, I think we certainly have to focus on this problem because it is a problem, a continuing problem, and perhaps a worsening problem with all the other things that are playing into us being, we're all stirred up in this country. As a matter of fact, people all around the world are all stirred up. But what about, is it disrespecting Arbery or Breonna because we're not paying as much attention to them? I mean, I think their cases are every bit as important as George Floyd. That's my read on it anyway. What do you think?
Well, it has to do with tipping points. It has to do with the old expression, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay.
You know, one bridge too far. I mean, mm-hmm. It has to do with the way things build and get pent up and the nature of it. The nature, the video, the production, the package, the presentation of the event to the American people was so profoundly chilling.
Yeah.
That and add to that the fact that it came on the heels of the Arbery murder.
Yeah. But the visuals that you're talking about, putting the neck on Floyd, putting the knee on the neck of Floyd, how is that more, I mean, we're talking about degrees here, but a guy gets shot with a shotgun.
Because he wasn't running away. There was no misunderstanding. He was posing no danger.
You're talking about Floyd.
Yes, it wasn't dark. It wasn't action-packed. It was calm. It was an execution. Mm-hmm. So there are millions of nuances that go into the way this thing came across at the time it did that led to George Floyd living his entire life to come to destiny at that one moment that took his life but thrust him into a historic position in terms of
he wasn't a historic
history.
Figure. He was actually kind of a dark figure. He didn't have a perfect past by any stretch of the imagination, which is not the case with Arbery. Arbery pretty clean, clean, clear through and sort of deodorized too. Floyd, not the case. And so, you know, again, we're glorifying the news media grabbed a hold of. I don't know. It just seems.
Well, it's what it represents. It's symbolism. Mm. It's symbolism.
Are we moving too fast, Michael? We're back to the question about being convicted by the news media and the masses before there's a trial. Here, you look at these three other Minneapolis cops that were fired, looks like a couple of them anyway, said to the perpetrator, no, don't do this. What are you doing? And yet they're all being held in the same count. So, there's more stuff to come
there,
out.
There are ways to interpret what happened. I'm not going to try this on this show. I'm not going to be a legal expert, nor was I there, nor do I know all the minute details. However,
right.
from what I understand, there's plenty of reason to implicate the other officers as being part of the problem because they didn't stop the problem.
Yeah, they didn't stop it.
In a perfect world, they would have arrested the officer with the knee on the neck. They would have stopped it. They didn't. This is a crisis within police departments as to the old brotherhood of police, you know, that they stand by each other and they don't come out against each other and they try to support each other. They're going to have to be a little bit more flexible in regard to that going forward. And as a matter of fact, every group, whether it's a police department or it's an entire race or an entire nation, we've all got to start cleaning up our own backyard in order to be able to participate in the national argument between the groups. And the police, you can be sure a lot of police are saying, gee, why did that guy have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
All the police out there that risk their lives. The police that we as a nation herald as heroes one mm-hmm. week and they're villains the next week.
Vilifying. Yep.
It's crazy how that works. But,
crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're
Michael
responsible
Harrison,
for our groups.
Yep, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which continues in a matter of moments. Right now, a reminder of how you can take care of the shape that you have found yourself in, the shape of summer now, and how you can control or better the way you look, courtesy of Calitrin, which is a safe product for the entire family. Weight loss formula that's been heralded around the world because it's really the only one that is natural. There's no stimulation in it. There's no drug content in it. It has a fascinating combination of science. Doctors and nurses put this formula together 2.5 decades ago. So you know it's got to be great because it's been around, survived, and done fabulously well by the people who've used it because the product works. That's the number one thing. That's all I have to tell you. You can go find out, read all of the legitimate conversations with people who have gone on the program, lost the weight. These are legitimate folks who have actually gone through, not some announcer on the radio that says, oh, yeah, I tried it. It worked well for me, who's the boss's secretary. These are real people with real stories. Go to toploss.com. See if you can't be convinced by what they've gone through that this is the right thing for you and your family. And the summertime look that we want to achieve can be yours. Early bird summer special right now at toploss.com. You get the BOGO deal. Buy one, or actually buy three, get three free. And it goes from there. Buy four, get four free. It's going on. The super summer early sale. Use the DJV code, get free shipping as well. That's all the way to the safe way for your family to lose weight is to read up and use the products at toploss.com.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back we are again here for this first week in June. The overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, all of them posted at talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher and has been for decades of Talkers Magazine. We're going through some of the specifics or some of our thoughts about, for example, number four, which would have been number one had it not been for number one, two, and three. the continuation. How dare you mess up this? The COVID thing, I call it the Chinese virus. The controversy on treatments. Lancet, which is the respected medical journal in England, as you know, walked back its criticism of using the Z-Pak and the malaria disease, the malaria treatment, because
hydroxychloroquine.
Yep, they were at the beginning. They said, "Don't you dare do this!" Don't da 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 da, and they had all kinds of evidence. And now they've walked back that entire. They apologized,
as they should. You and I, you and I knew all along that there was
yeah,
something wrong with the sudden rise of anti-hydroxychloroquine,
yep,
philosophy out there, like somehow this is a dangerous drug. And
no.
Look at the ads at night or during the day. I don't watch, you know, regular television ever during the day.
Yeah.
But at night, when I do see it, one drug ad after another.
Every spot set, there's a drug.
And some of the drugs are for things that you'd never see before. Wow, like bipolar disorder, all kinds
of things.
And
they spend 15 seconds telling you why to take it and 45 seconds why you shouldn't take it.
Who would take it after that risk? It could cause a heart attack.
Cancer.
Right. So when you put hydroxychloroquine,
can you imagine if I took, let's say, the ad that they did for Calitrin, and I spent 15 seconds telling you how great it is to lose weight, and then 45 seconds, but be careful because it might cause you to have another eye in your forehead, or you could grow a fourth leg or whatever.
They do the commercials, you know, and you and I are in the business of copy and commercials and selling, you know. So you listen to it and go, and this drug will make your life much better. You'll be happy. You'll be with your grandchildren. You'll be able to dance in the flowers and have a good time. It may cause a heart attack. It may cause itching.
Stroke.
It may cause stroke, and your skin will turn green.
And ulcer bleeding.
You'll have a large
wart on your nose.
Or elsewhere.
So, we're laughing. I mean, look at this humor. This is funny.
Well, I mean, we got to laugh at something. This week has not been exactly the week that many of us had yucks on the radio or anyplace else, frankly, because it's just this whole business, the season of discontent. And I still maintain that the Chinese are behind it. As a matter of fact, there were some Chinese nationals arrested this week in Florida at the Navy base. You know that story, right?
Not really.
You know that story? Okay. No. So there were a bunch of, they were acting as tourists, and so they just sort of, quote unquote, stumbled onto the base over, what's in Tampa? I forget the name of it is. Anyway, so they were over there taking.
Fort Brady. Go on.
Yeah. Anyway, they're over there supposedly taking pictures, and they walk on, and they say they can't speak English. Well, the authorities arrested them, and they found out that they were operatives for the Chinese government, taking pictures of everything. They could speak English better than most of the people on the base could speak English. So they're charging them with high crimes and misdemeanors, and they're agents of the Chinese government. I'm telling you, the Chinese are everywhere trying to disrupt everything. It isn't just the COVID, it is the riots. I'm convinced that much of the disturbance and all of the upset is being created by agents of the Chinese one way or another, and all the other stuff. I mean, they are that insidious, in my mind anyway. And the Epoch Times, which both of us read, pretty much underscores that. It's something, by the way, if you haven't got the Epoch Times, EPOCH, excuse me. I sign up for that. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr says a president should be able to walk from the White House and visit a church without being harassed by protesters. He speaks after the White House gets some blowback after federal authorities forcibly broke up a peaceful protest against police brutality on Monday evening to clear the way for President Trump to walk to that church across from the White House.
I don't necessarily view that as a political act. I think it was entirely appropriate for him to do.
Barr also defending his authority to use federal forces in Washington, D.C. to help end disturbances following the death of George Floyd. An American prisoner in Iran is coming home now as Michael White was allowed to leave Iran nearly 2 years after being convicted there of insulting the Iranian supreme leader. The White House says the U.S. Navy veteran's now in Switzerland and will soon be back on U.S. soil. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A YouTube star is facing criminal charges from Saturday's looting at a Scottsdale, Arizona mall, as cops there say they got hundreds of tips identifying 23-year-old Jake Paul as being at Scottsdale Fashion Square. They say he entered and remained inside the mall after it closed. He's facing criminal trespass and unlawful assembly charges. As cities and towns across the nation face huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs because people are still improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs, and many gloves and masks which get thrown away on sidewalks or in streets are contributing to stormwater backups. And officials say those items can also end up then being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. The American Society of Civil Engineers Committee for America's Infrastructure says people are taxing infrastructure that's already old and deteriorating. And Lego is asking stores not to promote any of its toy sets featuring police or the White House. All the products are still there for sale, but the company says it's suspending advertising in response to the nationwide protests, saying it wants the black community to know that it stands with them against racism and inequality. We're online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now as we continue our overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio News Talk Focus, the stories and the people on the list. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. On the people list, Drew Brees is number five. He issued an apology for his quote-unquote insensitive comments. Did you think that they were? He's a quarterback, those of you who don't know, for the Saints. His comment was that people thought they were insensitive. Were they? The comments that were made he was criticized by a lot of athletes, the other black athletes.
He was asked how he felt about the kneeling issue. Yeah. You know, the Colin Kaepernick inspired brouhaha that's been going on for years and has kept Colin Kaepernick from playing in the NFL and made him a target of Donald Trump's ire. And the whole thing where his message to support black people against police brutality was interpreted as being disrespectful of the flag and all that. So when asked about it, Drew Brees said, and Drew Brees is a very popular and accomplished quarterback. People should know it's like, you know, he's a big star and very well liked, a nice guy. And he said, basically, I don't support anybody who disrespects the flag. And that's what he said. and it was considered out of step with the moment. And he, because he's
How
a big
can that
celebrity.
Be out of step? How can that be out of step? He repeat again? I remember back in 2017 that he and the rest of the team knelt before the national anthem when they played in London against the Dolphins.
I'm telling you, it's all subjective.
What in the world?
It's all political correctness. It's subjective to peer pressure. It's subjective to about what's in at the moment. And right now, I don't know. A lot of people run my own shop, aren't you? Look, yeah, a lot of people, a lot of African American athletes said they were not happy that he said that because it didn't show support of the message right now of what's going on in the country. But they feel that he suffered from real hatred and overreaction on the part of the public and.
Isn't all of this an overreaction?
Well, that's
where do we measure? Where do we draw the line as to what makes sense and gets action versus that stuff which is done? Whether or not you're looking at the honest protesters or the people that brought in on buses to burn things down,
it has to do with how you feel. It has to do with whose shoes you're standing in. It has to do with what your experience of life is about. If you're an honest person. Then it gets obscured and cloudy when you look at the agitators, the opportunists, the politicians that use this, the sensational media, the race baiters. Mm-hmm. So on one level, yeah, I respect people's feelings. If people are emotional and feel that they've been the victims of anything or something hurts them, I care. I want to hear about it. But then you have to also step back and say, wait a second. What's motivating this? Is this an honest, organic expression of how people feel? Or is this something that's a little bit more complex? Are there other forces
contrived
that are contriving it? And it comes down to a big question. Is there really systemic, deep racism in America? Or are there pockets of racism in America that are hyped up and blown out of proportion by the media and the politicians and the race baiters? This is the key question that's being debated right now.
Well, if you travel and you have any worldliness and you've gone to other countries, especially Asian countries, you find that the amount of racism here is meek and mild in comparison to what happens in Japan, in China, both of them extraordinarily racist countries, and you'll find it elsewhere as well. But those in my traveling experience are the two countries where it is so, I don't even want to use the word rampant, it's just the way they live. Japanese people despise others. The Japanese men, the only reason they have a and this sounds extraordinarily gauche, but it is, they like tall blonde women from America. That's, you know, other than that, they got no use for Americans. They don't want you to come. It's pretty amazing when you go there to experience, if you really get into the nitty gritty.
What I hear is that Japan loves American tourists, but they don't like anybody that's not of their particular race. I don't know, do you call it race or sub-race? I mean, are Chinese and Japanese different races?
Japanese don't like Chinese. The nuance between Japanese, and for us Asians, it seems as awkward, whatever it is. An Asian is an Asian, but an Asian isn't an Asian. Any more than a black person is a black person. All black people are the same. You know that nonsense. You hear that all the time.
The black people in America are a large group of people that are diverse on every level.
Of course, all kinds of different backgrounds.
Politically
Christian,
diverse.
Christian, Catholic, Muslim.
Right. So when you say the African American community, right there, that's a misnomer. It should be best the African-American communities, in the plural, because there are many communities, just like the white community. I mean, it just isn't right. But if you talk to some people, they make a very good case that racism really is a serious problem for black people, and you talk to other black people, and they say no. I don't want to promote my other products here too much.
Please.
I'm in the middle of it right now. Two of the leading African American radio talk show hosts in the country, One is Joe Madison of SiriusXM Satellite Radio, who I would say is takes the commonly taken position that there is racism, and he supports the Democrats. He's anti-Trump.
Yeah,
he's a liberal. If you have to put, and he is articulate as hell and smart and an activist, and he does a great job with that point of view. But you talk to him, and I mean, you know, if you should, you know, in any way suggest there's not racism, you're just deaf, dumb, and blind.
Right. Well, you're a racist yourself.
You're a racist yourself.
Yep.
The other one is Larry Elder, an attorney, a filmmaker, an author, nationally syndicated radio talk show host.
To play a judge on TV.
And he's also somebody to be respected and
absolutely, and
makes a tremendous case for the fact that this is overblown.
Yep.
I have on my podcast this week an interview with Joe Madison that I recorded this past.
You're talking about the Michael Harrison.
The Michael Harrison interview. MHinterview.com, folks. The reason I'm promoting it is because it ain't just a podcast. It's pretty amazing, if I may say so myself.
Okay.
And it's not me.
Yeah.
I don't say that much. I ask him four questions and he talks, and I let him talk. Next week on the MH interview, I already have it in the can, as they say in radio, Larry Elder, and the show that I do that's sort of like a companion to this show, the Michael Harrison Rap, which runs around, has both of them on. Not together.
Yeah.
They won't talk to each other right now.
No, they won't. They won't talk to each other.
I have them both on this one-hour show, and that's MHRap.com, and rap is spelled with a W. I'm not a rap star. I'm a sort of a Christmas rapper. MHWRAP.com. I have both on coming up this weekend. As we speak, we're on at different times. It debuts on Friday late afternoon and throughout the weekend. And it's startling to hear how right each one sounds.
Right.
The case that
well, they're
each
sure
one
of
sounds.
Themselves. That's they're smart. They're sure of their positions.
And for a white person to facilitate this conversation or to moderate it is walking a very narrow line on very thin ice. And I do my best to do it. And I think I do okay. Some people are going to say, why didn't you challenge Joe? And why didn't you challenge? Like, well, I don't think it's my place to challenge. I ask the questions. I ask.
Right. It's not we're not having a wrestling match here. This
right,
is not.
Gentle challenging.
Getcha.
Right. Gentle challenging, like, well, how do you answer critics who say, as opposed to, you're full of it.
You know?
There's ways of challenging without necessarily
right.
being argumentative. But well, this is a hell of an issue, Doug.
Yep.
And
there
it's
is.
Not. And within the black community, there are these two sides. But the mainstream press makes it seem like it's only one side. And
yep.
And those black Americans who feel differently are called Uncle Toms.
Yeah. Well, even if I say on the air that I think George Floyd has been made a godlike creature, a character, for no good reason,
wow,
there are plenty of
that.
Other examples. Wow, there are lots of examples this week, in the past month, and you make reference to Arbery, and I made reference to Breonna, and there are dozens, if not hundreds of cases of black people being assaulted by police officers, white police officers. Why is this guy, and you explained it very well, you said the tipping point, we got to the straw that broke the camel's back. But that doesn't mean we should ignore the other cases that are so blatant. That, in my mind, anyway.
Am I
not supposed to say that? I'm politically incorrect because I said that.
Well, we're at a time now where whatever you say is politically incorrect because
right.
somebody's going to be offended.
Of course. Everybody's offended. So let me ask you something. Talkers has the overview of the Sean Spicer interview with President Trump. What did you think of that? Were you surprised, Sean? Did he leave on good terms? He was press secretary for a while. I thought he.
Oh, I think that everybody leaves on good terms with Trump unless they really dig deep into their soul and have an understanding of why they left and all of that. I think that Trump has this magical power to keep people in his orbit even after he screws them. it's amazing. It's amazing to me, the whole dynamic of Trump and his people. And for those of you that love Trump, I'm not knocking Trump. I'm just objectively stating what I see. Yeah. You know, Sean Spicer is a guy that's trying to make a living and keep his head above water in the media.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's obvious, or he wouldn't have gone on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
He wouldn't have taken the job of press secretary. He wouldn't take the job he has now at Newsmax. He's a player.
Yeah,
you know?
He for sure is. All right, a few more minutes with Michael coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The folks at MyPillow want you to know that they think you are swell. You have supported them. You understand that they're a great American company. Everything they sell at MyPillow.com is made in this country, and they're now offering the BOGO deals. Go to the listener special page, and you can buy one, get one free. Another of those BOGO offers, Michael. Buy one, get one free. The sheets, the towels, the pillowcases, the pillows themselves, the duvet covers. There's a whole list of them at MyPillow.com. I love the roll-and-go anywhere pillows. Bolster pillows, neck pillows. Go to Radio Listener Specials, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV when you check out, and you'll be able to buy one and get one free all across the board. That's the Radio Listener Special page. Don't forget, if you buy a lot of stuff, they'll finance you. If you're spending over $200, you can get it on credit. That's at MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. The number of sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis surged to a record high last year. Undiagnosed and untreated, these infections can cause much more than just embarrassment.
We know that untreated syphilis can spread to the brain, the nervous system, the eye in adults. And then we also know the pregnant woman can transmit this infection to her fetus and to her baby.
Congenital syphilis, as it's called, is a leading cause of stillbirths worldwide. Dr. Gail Boland, the director of the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, says reversing the trend will take coordinated efforts in the areas of screening and treatment. Plus,
we think it's really important for communities and individuals that people can openly talk about these infections and that people know that they should be tested regularly and reduce risk by using condoms or practicing mutual monogamy if sexually active.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
All right, so here is, we've got time for an examination. One more thing. Number six on the list is the economy. Looking at the stock market and what happened to that. As we get to the end of the week, look at the airline stocks. Look at the airlines opening up next month, providing 50, 55, 60% of their former schedule. So it must be that people are getting ready to fly the coop, literally and figuratively, Michael.
Well, the stock market is doing very well, but insiders and really savvy analysts are saying, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that enough to save Trump? That's what the Trumpsters are hoping that's enough to save him.
I don't know. You and I, at the end of the show now, let's just say what's going to save or bring down Trump is a very interesting topic that cannot be discussed in 20 seconds.
No.
But this is a big, big, interesting subject of really what does this next election hang on? What is going to be the deciding factor in this next election?
And, the jobless claims are... My God, look at the numbers of some of these states around the country, 10 or 12 of them that they're through the roof. Those people are not going to be looking to keep the status quo. You can be sure of that.
Well, we do a lot of wish thinking. We do a lot of seeking victory at the expense of truth in terms of the national conversation, don't we?
Yeah, that is true. We can talk about things, and we want to have things better. I'm certainly one who wants to talk up the best that we can. But, there are also realities and numbers they look at, and you can hope that those things will change for the better, for the good of all of us. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Where's Joe Petroni when we need him? Right? You can see the runway and the snow flying around, and they're trying to get the 707 off the runway so that the plane being piloted by Dean Martin, the pilot of the plane? I think he was, wasn't
yeah.
he? Yeah. He's going to land in that snowstorm. And the girlfriend, his wife's waiting for him down there, and his pregnant girlfriend is in the back of the plane having
been...
Yes, right. So
I think he's about 25 years older than Jacqueline Bisset when they did that film. She's like 25 years old, believe it or not, when she did that movie.
Yeah.
She appears more mature. She appeared more mature than 25, I got to say. But
right.
Dean, reason we play that clip, Doug, Dean Martin was born on this day, June 7th, 1917, passed away in 1995. I loved him in Airport. This was the first film. It was more like a soap opera than a disaster movie.
Yeah.
But it started the very popular disaster trend
of
the 1970s.
Lots of big stars. Man, they had big Burt Lancaster and all those, Helen Hayes, those character actors, George Kennedy.
Awesome.
It was every character actor you
Maureen Stapleton was. Maureen Stapleton was awesome in that film.
Yep.
Dean, the guy who with the bomb, her husband, Dean Heflin, I think his name was.
Yeah.
It was a really good cast in that film. But Dean Martin was really good, and Dean Martin was a great entertainer, and really fun when he did Tonight Show appearances also.
But he started wanting to act more. He was in a couple of movies with John Wayne.
Yes, and what, Rio Bravo.
Yeah, it was, and I think there's another one, too, that he was in. And it was obvious that they liked each other. You know, it's funny. Maybe more in the older movies. I don't know whether it was just me and my sensitivity to it because I was always a John Wayne fan. But you could tell the people that you really liked being with. and the people who didn't care. Even the way, you know, the chemistry worked, and they talked
well,
about
memory,
chemistry.
Memory popped up in the Cannonball Run movies with Burr Reynolds. He seemed to be having a pretty good time in those ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Those movies were the best example. A lot of the John Wayne things, but they were not slapstick stuff. The Burt Reynolds, the two or three of those with Dom DeLuise, those guys and Paul Williams, and who was the tall guy that was with Paul Williams? That tall, he was a writer actor. You know,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah. They were all friends. They had no script. They just screwed off for the entire thing, and the good camera guys captured the best of it, and they put the movie together. Jackie Gleason. I mean, all they did, they just spent weeks. Having a
good time. Well, I think the first Cannonball Run movie, which was a big hit, was more
may have had a script.
Yeah, maybe a little, but the second one was complete. Was like they just it was like a bunch of outtakes strung together.
Yeah.
Really
right.
strange
mayhem.
Stuff that they released that one.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was just plain.
It was. And I just one caveat, one of the most interesting things about Airport in 1977, I'd never seen a film, because I did a revival of it a few years ago, where the two lead characters, played by Burt Lancaster and Dean Martin, both were having extramarital affairs.
Right.
It was just real weird that they would write that into the film. But
In that era.
Yeah,
not so much now, but...
But Burr Lancaster is good in that movie also.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, so that's the story of Airport. Passing of Mary Pat Gleason needs to be noted. You know who she was? You would
If you
saw her, you would recognize her. If you could do her IMDb, hundreds and hundreds of acting credits in television shows like The Blacklist and Mom. But she also was in countless numbers of movies. She won a daytime Emmy Award back in the 80s because she was star and a writer for The Guiding Light. She was in Basic Instinct, The Crucible, Intolerable Cruelty.
It's a good career.
If you look at her from morning to noon and nighttime, she acted, worked every day of her life. She passed away. She
That's
had a battle with cancer, only 70. But anyway, she's gone, but certainly, and it's one of those. When I saw this, I'm trying to place her.
There's so much great talent where they've worked. They've elevated so many movies as supporting players, but people don't know their name because they're not the big. Don't get the headline.
And they work every day. They make a living.
Yep.
Have a nice home, but they have to work every day. Some of them work for scale. Sometimes some of them get 20, 30 grand an episode. Yep. Depends on what's going on.
I got two things. National Association of Theater Owners say 90% of all theaters will be open mid-July globally. And Cinemark released a statement from a spokesman saying that while masks will be mandatory in the lobby, they will not in the auditorium.
Really? Okay. And then the AMC theater chain looks like it's going to Amazon. All right, Chucker. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Movie Moments here on...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.